Long live rock and roll!
And with those words, the Rothschild Pavilion, shuttered and vacant for 10 years, came back to life, hosting a two-day rock and roll revival and proving that a central Wisconsin landmark could be saved with volunteer help and no public money, despite an initial cost estimate of more than $2 million. Outside in the parking lot, restoration organizer Jeff Campbell greeted a parade of old rock and rollers eager to perform on the same stage where Buddy Holly played back in the 50s.
The guys are so excited. When they walk in here and see what this place looks like, they are ready to rock and roll.
Don Litzer would perform with his band from the 60s, the Corals. Litzer, a lifelong resident of Weston, remembered the pavilion of his childhood.
Well, I remember my dad bringing me down here to see some of the big band, the Dorsey Brothers, Harry James, and then later on, in the late 50s and 60s, I played in a rock band and came to see Jerry Lee Lewis.
Terry Tulberg of Schofield also spent much of his childhood on the pavilion's legendary spring-supported maple dance floor.
Roller skating. A lot of people, and it didn't cost anything. It's about time they start to preserve something rather than tear it down.
Inside, hundreds of people danced under rows of incandescent lights, cooled only by ceiling fans and a breeze from Lake Wausau. The pavilion is back, and with it, an almost 100-year-old part of central Wisconsin history. In Rothschild, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.